The state Supreme Court heard oral arguments earlier today in the League of Women Voters versus Tony Evers. That's one of four legal challenges to last year's lame duck session, where state Republicans rolled back the power of incoming Attorney General Josh Call and Governor Evers. Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He's been at the court covering the hearing today. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob.
Well, now, there are a handful of lawsuits challenging what happened back in December in this lame duck session of the legislature. Remind us which one this is.
This is the one that is in state court that is strictly process-based. So this isn't talking about really separation of powers, or it's not saying it's not in federal court. This is one that's saying that the lame duck session violated the Wisconsin Constitution because the Wisconsin Constitution does not explicitly allow for what's known as an extraordinary session. Because of that, they said it's unlawful, and that the whole session, the laws passed, the appointments confirmed, should all be thrown out. They won in Dane County Circuit Court, but that ruling has been stayed by conservatives on the Supreme Court, and so that brought us to arguments here today.
And before we get into what went down today, just to untangle a weird wrinkle in this, this is League of Women Voters versus Tony Evers. He's technically the defendant, even though he wouldn't really want to defend what happened in December, I think, right?
I think at this point it's morphed, and that you have this more of an adversarial relationship where it's an attorney for the legislature, which got involved in this in a formal way, who is now kind of on the defense here. And in this situation, that attorney for the legislature is who's asking the Supreme Court to step in, and reject the lower court's ruling.
So let's get into what we heard now. First, the arguments from both sides, and let's start with the League of Women Voters and other groups involved in this lawsuit. How did they argue their case that this thing didn't happen because it was unconstitutional?
They really keep pointing back to the text of the Constitution and then the text of the statutes, the text of the laws. And they say the Constitution does not mention extraordinary sessions, and it does not. The Constitution does talk about special sessions, which are called by governors, have been called by governors basically since Wisconsin became a state, but that extraordinary sessions are not in there. They point to the laws and say there's no law that spells out what an extraordinary session is. So in practice, extraordinary sessions have been called by committees of legislative leaders in Wisconsin for the past 40 years. There have been about two dozen of them in Wisconsin. They have happened, and there are bills that have passed, laws that have passed during those sessions that that people would know about. But there's nothing in state law or in the Constitution that explicitly says that there can be an extraordinary session. And so plaintiffs are saying, that's the argument. Stop right there. This can't happen.
And what was the argument from attorneys arguing on behalf of the legislature on the other side?
A couple things. They're saying that if the courts step in here and tell the legislature what to do, that is kind of an overstep by one branch of government onto another, that it's not the position, it should not be the position of the courts to step in and say that because the legislature didn't use the right word to describe its meeting, that the whole session was invalid. Their other argument is that the court has given the legislature broad leeway when it comes to its own process, its own schedule. And they actually point to a 2011 case, one of the cases that upheld Act 10, and they point to that as one of their examples. So that was an open meetings case. It was charged that the legislature violated the state's open meetings law when it passed Act 10. The Supreme Court at the time, which was still under a conservative majority, said that wasn't a place for a judge to step in and make that decision, and that the legislature had broad leeway to decide its own proceedings.
We're talking to WPR Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson. He was at Wisconsin State Supreme Court hearing oral arguments in a challenge to Wisconsin's lame duck legislative session and everything that came out of it last December. Sean, I know with a disclaimer that you can't necessarily read how a judge is going to vote based on the questioning that they do on a case. Let's look at what they had to say. First, the conservative majority. What kind of issues did we hear? What kind of statements did we hear from them?
I would say a couple of them sent pretty strong signals. So just as a reminder, there's a 4-3 conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court right now. So those are the justices who will decide this case. That majority will grow to 5-2 in August. But right now we have 4-3. We'll start with Justice Rebecca Bradley. So when it was time for the League of Women Voters attorney to get up there and make his argument, he, you know, stepped to the lectern. And before he could make his argument, Justice Bradley was there with a question. She said, you're asking this court to rule that the Wisconsin legislature has been acting unconstitutionally for over 4 decades. How can that be? Don't you find it extraordinary that nobody has raised this issue before this court in over 4 decades? So a skeptical tone there right from the get-go. If you want to read the tea leaves from Justice Daniel Kelly and other of the court's conservatives, I think there's a lot there to read. He was saying that the Constitution had given lawmakers and the governor power to decide when and how often the legislature should meet. He said that, quote, put in a great big potential door to hold sessions like these. And this is another quote. He says, quote, the statute allows for that. How do I get around that? So he is essentially stating that the law, in kind of an indirect way, but that the law lets the legislature set its schedule. And so that's the position he's starting from. So I don't think you have to read too much into where Justice Kelly was on this.
And then the liberal minority sounds like they were asking questions sympathetic to the League of Women Voters and their co-plaintiffs.
Yeah, I would say especially Justice Rebecca Bradley. She is the...
Ann Walsh Bradley.
Thank you. No, Ann Walsh Bradley was one chimed in there. Who we have a Rebecca Dallet and an Ann Walsh Bradley and Rebecca Bradley on the court now. So the names kind of blend together sometimes. Yeah, Justice Ann Walsh Bradley was saying, look, I've been around this building, and I know there are certain times of the year when it's... things are wrapping up and there's kind of a hurry to get things done. Are you telling me that that this schedule doesn't matter? Because one of the arguments, another argument from the Republican legislature on this is that the legislature is basically always in session. Whether they call it an extraordinary session or not, they're in session all the time. The other argument came from Rebecca Dallet, and she said, I think we need to focus on the text here. And she also said, look, if the legislature wants to meet an extraordinary session, they can do that. All they have to do is pass a law that creates extraordinary sessions. And they didn't do that in this case.
We'll leave it there for now, Sean, and watch for the results. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR Capitol Bureau Chief, with us to talk about the first round of oral arguments on laws from last year's lame duck session. Those arguments happened earlier today at the state Supreme Court.